Local Motives is on the air thanks to listener generosity and additional support from Buck Dancer's Choice Music Company. Locally owned and in Portland for over 35 years, Buck Dancer's Choice specializes in new and used instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancer's Choice is located at 248 St. John Street, online at buckdancers.com, or by phone 774-2219. Right, it is Friday night, almost 7:30, and time for Local Motives here on WMPG. Local Motives, our weekly live local music show, always live, always local. And in the studio tonight, we have Syndicate 19. My name's Josh, I'll be your host this evening. And you guys hear me okay in there?
Yes,
you're
sir.
You're smiling at me. So
yes,
I think,
sir.
Yeah.
You said our name.
I did. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
No mispronunciation.
Nope.
Not yet. I'm sure I'll mispronounce something. So welcome to WMPG. Thank you for being here. Talking to you guys.
Yeah. We have like a mic in the middle of the room. That maybe
I don't think that's gonna work.
Not for talking.
No.
No, you guys gotta lean in, baby.
You've got a mic right there, pull it down.
Yeah. Check two.
So anyway. Syndicate 19's here, and since Paul, you're kind of the only one with a mic right now.
Yeah,
you want to go around and introduce? Well, Paul, you were just here recently.
Yeah, yes, I was.
Paul Chase Jr. Everybody, you may remember him from not long ago, 6 weeks or so.
Yeah, something like that.
You want to go around and introduce the rest of the band there?
Yeah, sure. All right, we'll start over here on the drums. This is Lee Levitt on the drums. You want to give him a drum roll? Can I hear that?
Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. You get it. Right, just like, you know. Yeah! All right, that's Lee Levitt. And then over there, we got Randy Reynolds on bass guitar.
Try again.
Yeah! Nice, that's the bass. And we got Mike Tomasini on electric guitar. And Chris Weld over here on another electric guitar. Yeah, baby. Sing me the blues. And I'm Paul Chase Jr. I'm playing acoustic and keyboards. That's Syndicate 19.
I really appreciate that you all introduced yourself instrumentally. People don't usually do that.
You know, we're a little different.
I can appreciate that. And so you guys have... You guys have a CD coming out soon.
Yes.
Right?
Yep. We have an EP, 5-song EP coming out. It's going to be called Call You Out. And it's coming out May 24th with a CD release show at the Big Easy.
Excellent. With?
Oh, with the Grumps. And
right.
That's right. And a special guest to be announced.
To be announced?
To be announced. TBA,
that's
baby.
Always exciting. You know who's at the Big Easy this weekend?
I don't.
Space Hogg.
Oh, that's right.
Remember
yeah,
that?
Spencer Albee, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Sad that I won't be there. But anyway. So.
I want to look at you, but I'm looking at Mike instead.
I know. Mike. I'm looking at Mike's back.
What do you think?
Sorry about the glare.
All right. Well, since we can't see each other, do you guys want to jump in with a song?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah.
This next little ditty here is called Walkin'. Well, it's the first little ditty. Although we did play a ditty that people didn't hear. Right? That was before, so a little confusing. But this is called Walkin', Talkin', Drinkin'.
All right.
I went out walking. I went out walking, talking to myself. I went out drinking, with myself. I went out drinking, trying hard to believe inside myself. Myself. I went out wandering and pondering to myself. I went out dreaming with myself. I went out dreaming, trying hard to believe inside myself. It's been a long, long way back to you. It's been a long, long way back to you. It's been a long, long way back to you. It's been a long, long way back to you. With myself, I went out walking, talking to myself. I went out drinking with myself. I went out drinking, trying hard to believe inside myself. It's been a long, long way back to you. It's been a long, long way back to you. It's been a long, long way back to you. It's been a long, long way. It's been a long, long way. It's been a long. It's been a long, long
Syndicate 19, walking, talking, drinking, live on WMPG.
Well, how was it in there?
There's some crackling that we're trying to work out.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Great. I think it was the drums.
I think so too. That's what I. That was my feeling as well. but yeah, Reed's working on it. I don't know if I don't know. Maybe we'll have to run and replace cord there or something. But
I think maybe a switch got flipped before you started or something that turned the headphones down.
It may have turned them down, but that's so that you can hear what's on the air.
I see.
You'll want that, or you can't hear me. All
right,
so while Reed tinkers a little bit, Syndicate 19 live in the WMPG studio here, going to be releasing a CD in short order here, about, 3 weeks?
Yep,
three weeks. Or about?
Friday or Saturday? Is
it's a Friday night.
So 3 weeks from today, I would say.
Yes. Yes, baby.
Excellent. And if people want to check you guys out online, is the Reverb Nation the best place? Facebook?
It is for now.
Yeah.
Yep. Facebook, Reverb Nation, Twitter, Syndicate 19, all one word.
Yep.
Yeah, Syndicate 19. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got some videos here.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we got some videos. Well, we got one video up on YouTube, I think, right now.
Yeah.
For that last song. So if you want to hear a better version of that doesn't crackle and pop.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's still, battle technical difficulties when you do this stuff. It's true. The way it goes, man. Rock and roll.
It's true. And at least since I've been here, first electronic drum kit.
Oh yeah, it did sound good in the sound check.
It did. I don't know what's going on, but we'll get it sorted out. Want to bang some drums for a minute?
Yeah.
Drum solo.
Wow. They sound good to me. Look at this guy. This guy can play some drums.
This is definitely the first drum solo since I've been here.
Hey, you should give one of your cymbali sets or something.
You know, I went to see Living Color at the Asylum recently, and right in the middle of his drum solo, he was using some drum pads in the corner and everything, and just all of a sudden it all crapped out on him. And he went back to his drum kit and was trying so hard to break the drum head on his snare, like putting his full weight down on it.
I heard that show was awesome.
It was really great, yeah. I mean, for a person of a certain age, I guess. But
yeah, me too.
Well, since that, he's playing again, and I don't have him. There you go.
Oh, listen to this. See, we have an electric drum kit in here. This is a special occasion. Usually, there's a live kit. I guess that's what I hear. And that's Lee actually playing the drums. Believe it or not.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's got this whole thing nailed down.
Wow.
Mr. Lee Levitt on the drums.
Well, with that lovely little musical interlude, do you guys want to do another song?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. What what are you going to do?
I think the next one's going to be, it's called Bottom of the Sea. And it's actually, I wrote this song about James Cameron's descent to the deepest part of the Mariana Trench or whatever, mm-hmm. right? And so I just, was reading some articles and stuff and put this together. It's kind of, in my mind, would describe how I think it might have been experienced, I guess. Because
cool.
who will know? Although they did attach those 3D cameras to the outside of the submarine, so maybe we get to see it at some
one
point.
One day, I'm sure we will.
Yeah. So, here we go. This is called Bottom of the Sea.
No,
maybe,
I know.
Let's try the bass this time. Play it really hard, Randy. Yeah. Play the drums with the bass.
How?
once everything's combined.
All right, how about this? How about we, you guys go ahead and we'll get this sorted out.
Okay.
I know you just played Walkin', Talkin', Drinkin'. Is this a, on the Reverb Nation, is this like a studio version of that?
What, Bottom of the Sea?
No, Walkin', Talkin', Drinkin'.
On the
Reverb Nation page.
Yeah. The video, the audio, there's an audio clip on there, and that's a kind of a pre-master of the song. So it's still kind of being worked out and mixed, but it gives you an idea of what's coming.
Okay. And is that a few minutes? Yeah. Is it the whole song?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play this.
Ah, there you go.
And we'll work out the sound so that we don't have to do it on the air. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds good. I actually have a few more in the Dropbox if we don't.
Okay.
if we don't make it.
Okay. Yeah, we'll work it out one way or another. So I'm gonna turn you guys off here, and we'll work that out. All right. So while we work out some staticiness, or whatever you might call it, we are going to hear the studio-ified, not mastered version of Walkin', Talkin', Drinkin' that they just played. And we will be back shortly with Syndicate 19.
It's been a long, long
All right, so that was Syndicate 19. You guys still need a minute?
We just need a little bit more guitarists and probably...
You want to hear it?
And, yeah.
Overall, all right, so...
There we go. All right, we'll get there. All right.
Okay.
Let's. You want to try that again?
Let's.
All right. Like I said, I keep hearing that it's nice and clean on the other end. So, all righty, let's rock this. This is called Bottom of the Sea. Take two.
Hold on. Issue on my side. That's better. Okay.
All right. Bottom of the Sea. Take three.
Shades of marine. I went down to the bottom of the sea. I went down to the bottom of the sea. Descending through the water to the world below, making history. All set to record the show in high definition 3D.
All right, Syndicate 19 live on WMPG's Local Motives. I will let you know that I did switch over to what's going out over the air, and I did not hear it. So
we'll do our best to play through it. It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I know. Did you say you think it's the bass or?
No, it's just everything together. That's it.
Well,
we'll try to rock it as hard as we can.
If it helps, it's only in one ear, so you could take the one ear off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on my side anyway.
Do you know which one?
Well, it's my right.
Oh, that yeah.
So might be worth a try, but I am sorry. Okay. Sorry.
No problem.
So Syndicate 19, Paul Lee, Randy, Mike, Chris.
Yes,
welcome
sir.
To WMPG.
Well, thank you.
So your upcoming CD. Did you record that whole thing, Paul?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Recorded at our practice space, home studio. My living room.
Wow.
And having the electronic drums makes it awesome, because you can just all sit in the same room. We don't need separation from anything.
Yeah,
just close mic everything and good to go. And we got studio quality drums with a little Roland kit here.
Yeah, when you guys were sound checking before, I said to Lars, I was like, that the drums make such a huge difference in the quality of the sound coming out of there. It sounds so much different than a mic'd drum kit.
You guys could always buy one of these, just put it in here.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. all the other drummers are like, no way, man. It's got to be real. It's got to be a real drum kit.
Oh, it's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. It's a different animal altogether.
Yeah. And so how long have you been working on this CD?
I guess we've been working on it for probably like 6 months, 8 months. I mean, we get together... let's see, in March of last year. So we're actually over a year. Yeah, it was like March or April or something. We started getting back together, and we were just kind of playing for fun. And then, of course, you know, once you start writing songs, you might as well put them down and try to do something with it.
March, April, just like last month and the month before?
No. Oh, no, last year. Last year, yeah. No,
I was like, wow, that's really moving right along.
Well, we have known each other a long time, so... But no, yeah. I think we started probably like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Five songs, and you know, we've added a few others too. So
awesome. And what about artwork? You got that down yet?
Yeah, Lee Levitt has drawn out the album cover and everything. And with him and my wife Bridget, who did my album.
Yep.
They're putting that together.
Nice.
Then we have like a pre-Sonus board at our practice space, which like multi-track records.
Yep.
So like we pretty much recorded the whole CD like at practice or whatever. Like we just keep on recording practices and be like, oh, that was a good take of that or whatever.
Right, which you can't do in the studio. Like if you go and pay at $50, $60 an hour, you better get it at some point soon.
Right.
Or you're going to be spending a lot of money. So, you know, having, you know, devices like that, it definitely changes the whole game.
$50 or $60 an hour? That seems low.
And that's slow. Yeah.
All right. Are you ready to try another one here?
We are. Yeah, sure.
You sure?
What are we doing?
Let's go with Brian.
Brian?
Hi, Brian. Hi, Brian. This next song is about Brian, who's probably listening. He's a young man out there. Three years old now?
3 years old.
He's 3 years old. And that's Mike's son, and he'd come to practice and dance around. He loves our music. He knows most of the words, all the words probably. So I wrote this song about him.
You got to also dedicate it to the Brianimal.
Oh, yeah. She had Brian. So.
That's a great age. All right. So Syndicate 19, live on WMPG and W281 AC, Gorham, Portland. Here you go. Thank you.
shit he can't see. Brian, Brian, does he care what you think? Why should he? Your purity, Brian, Brian, get your arms and get it on, skip it. Hey, Brian, Brian, hey, hey, Brian, hey, Brian, hey, hey, Brian, hey, Brian, hey.
Yeah. That's Syndicate 19 live on Local Motives. It is 8:03 and a half. And that was Brian. And did you guys hear any buzzing? Wait, what happened? Hello? Oh, no. Oh, hold on. Man, I am having trouble here.
How you doing?
Hit the wrong button. So, what was your answer? Did you hear any buzzing there?
No, it sounds great.
It sounded very good in here. Yeah. Perfect. Who did that? Well.
What'd you do? Don't move.
That's right.
We are. If you could see in here, you'd be like, wow. I mean, we are just surrounded by wires and cables. And
it looks like a...
at least they're not electrified.
Yeah, it looks like a cable plant exploded in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
anybody remember Superman 3? Where the wires grabbed Superman and all that stuff? Yeah. It was pretty bad, but it's like the I only watched it like 40 times as a kid, though. Yeah. So
it's like the braces scene from Poltergeist 2. Yeah. Paul stuck up in the ceiling after a 5-minute break.
Or was it Richard Pryor? You grabbed Richard Pryor, right?
Yes, it was.
So, Paul, you like having other people in the room to talk to?
I talk to these guys quite a bit.
I know. Last time, though, you were stuck in here with me.
It was great, though. I had a great time.
I did, too.
It was a really fun time. Now I can't see you. Because Mike is just always in the way.
Yeah. Well, he can't. You told him not to move, so he's kind of stuck. Yeah. So, all right. So you guys, you said you had gotten back together last year, about a year ago, a little over a year ago. How long had you been playing together prior to that?
I think Syndicate 19 started, 7 years ago, eight or nine years ago.
Yeah. Started as Tripolar.
Started as a band called Tripolar, and then we changed it to Syndicate 19, and Syndicate 19 was kind of... At the time, we were like, okay, well, how many bands has everybody been in without being in the same band together? And that's how we got 19. And that was just three of us. Yeah. it was four of us at the time. Because when Syndicate 19 was formed, you were on there for that. That's, I'm talking to Mike there.
We were Tube for about 2 hours.
We were Tube. We were called Tube for about 2 hours.
I like that.
Yeah, it didn't.
It didn't work out.
It would apparently it's a curse, but don't name your band Tube, or it will just end in 2 hours.
So if you need a 2-hour band, though,
there you go.
Tube is your name.
Tube is your name. If you want it to end in 2 hours, Tube.
Yes.
Or if you want to close every bar that you play at, yes. Syndicate 19.
Oh, that's true. We did when we did. So that was back in the whatever.
Well, wait. Now hold on. If you're going to tell people their bar is going to close if you play there, you might not want to tell that story.
Yeah. Well, you know.
You never know who's listening. And yeah, you do have a show coming up.
That's true. That's true. But
I don't think they're going to close.
No, I don't think
it was,
so.
It was only, now get this, it was only bars that did cover bands. Yeah. So, I don't know. Right. It might be saying something there. I don't know.
Plus, we got Chris Weld now, so he might be like a good luck charm. Yeah. You know?
That's right. Who knows? We don't know yet.
We'll find out.
That's right.
Can I rub your head for good luck, Chris? No. He says no.
Okay. All right. You say so.
Oh, man. All right. Did I answer your question at all?
I don't know. I don't even know what the question was. Now.
How long, Syndicate 19?
Oh, yeah. 7 years, right?
Yeah. Eight or nine.
All right.
Yeah, we don't know.
A lot of years. For years.
But this particular lineup here with me, Mike, Randy, and Lee was probably about 5 years we started that. We went on for couple 2-3 years that way, and we've taken a couple years off, and we're back, new lineup. I used to play electric guitar with Mike, and I play keyboards and acoustic now, and we've added Chris, so went from a 4-piece to a 5,
and it sounds good.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah,
we're trying over here.
You're doing a pretty good job.
Thank you.
I just want to give a shout out to everyone listening.
That's
you,
right,
you rock. You are so awesome for listening to us right now. I mean, we just can't even say, I just can't say anything to describe the feeling.
That's right. And if you want to call.
Yeah, you can call.
You can call. The phone number is 780-4909 in the area code of 207.
Oh, don't tell them they can call.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell them they can call, but they can't swear.
Well, no, you know what? I've never put anybody on the air on the phone. I have no idea how to do it. I bet I could figure it out, but no way. There's no delay here.
Oh,
and,
I see.
I you know. So
that's Lee's drum kit.
Yeah. That would be really awesome.
I bet he's got it in there. If you don't, you can put it in there.
Just a whole bank of, like,
emergency sounds.
I was going to say samples from Public Enemy songs.
That's the same thing, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Sounds that will give you an instant heart attack.
Christian side hug.
So, all right, we're about 10 past 8. You guys ready for another song?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you guys need any water or anything in there?
Ah, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good. I don't know about these guys. Yeah, they're all right. They tell me they're all right.
All right.
Christian side hug?
I don't know what that means. Okay.
Okay.
Call you out?
Call. Yo, is that what you want to do? Are we warmed up or ready for that?
Sure.
All right. Let me switch from my acoustic here. And.
All right. So we've got Syndicate 19 live here in the WMPG studio for another 50 minutes or so. 50 minutes. And like I said, if you want to give a call, 780-4909. My name is Josh. I'm your host this evening. And this is going to be a song called Call You Out. Happens to be the name of the upcoming EP, right?
Yes.
I think we're going to end up playing a couple songs here.
Oh, yeah. That sounds
all
good.
All in one whack. Is that
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, sure.
Have to switch, but yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You can do it. I have faith
in
you.
Yeah, we've been working on this weave together, these two songs. So
awesome.
Hopefully it.
So what's the second part? Is it Call You Out starting?
Call You Out starts, yeah. And then we go into an oldie that we used to play called The News.
Perfect.
All right. I'm getting set up here.
All right. In the meantime. Oh.
And you brought a shame. When you open your mouth, it proves you're insane. You don't know who you're. passing away. You don't know who you're messing with. We'll be right back.
moonlit sky. When I'm lost, when I lose, there's no truth for me to choose. Leaves me confused from the news, with blues without truth. And the media is blinded and shielded as we feel. There's no time left to lose. Overpopulate planet Earth. Nature here, over there, overlooks and we're underaware. Running scared from the news, with the blues without truth in the media. We is blinded and shielded as we fear from the news, with the blues without truth in the media.
Right, Syndicate 19 live here on WMPG's Local Motives. How's it going in there?
Woo!
You!
Rockin'!
Ow!
It's going.
It's going.
Oh, yeah!
I was just saying to Larson in here, you guys cover a lot of ground musically, I feel, you know? You've got a nice range between your songs, because, like, when you started that... Well, when you started Call You Out, I wouldn't have thought of it leading into that, you know?
No. It took a turn.
Yeah, it's great.
To Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. So Call You Out is from the upcoming CD.
Yes.
Yeah.
Title track.
As is the news.
Right. Oh, the news is on there as well?
Yes.
Yeah, it's revamped a little
bit. It's revamped, yeah. We did record it.
We did put like an 8-song CD a while back that we've recalled. So pretty much anybody that's got
You've recalled it?
Yeah, like anybody.
You can't do that.
We did.
No.
It's no longer available.
Once it's out there, it's out there.
I've got like 200 of them.
That's what the internet is for.
That's right.
When we do our CD release, I'm just
That's not what those puppets say. But anyway.
Oh, right. Those puppets.
Right.
Oh.
You'll know if you know.
Avenue Q. They're going to be doing that over at Lyric Theater in the near future.
Very nice. Let me know, please.
Yeah. Oh, those filthy Muppets. need the window open a little more there?
Yeah.
There you go.
We're used to
getting
sweat.
Warm in there. Come back in August.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you say that now.
Oh,
you know how warm that room gets in August?
Few of us lived in the South. So
really?
Oh, yeah.
So you guys are from all over?
Well, no. We're all from Maine, actually.
Okay.
And four of us went to high school together. That is a little tidbit.
Guess which four?
Yeah, guess which four. There you go.
A, B, C, D.
Yeah, there you go. That didn't include Lee, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He's E.
E.
Oh,
okay.
E.
You're last. How do you feel about that, Lee? F'd. You're coming in last.
F'd.
No, not F. Anyway. No.
See, it's not quite F. You can't feel that bad.
Anyway, are you guys all set in there? You feeling okay? Gonna keep playing
some water,
songs.
Need some water,
or anything? No. Yeah. All right.
I'd also I might as well mention it while we're here. Lee's other band, Diapason, is gonna be playing tomorrow.
Where's that?
Yeah, we're playing in Westbrook at the Skybox. It's a show that goes on the first Saturday of every month.
Yeah, like all day.
Yeah, it starts at like noon, goes to 1. My other band, Diapason's playing from 10:30 to 11:30, something like that.
Yeah. We had Society Inc. in here.
Yes.
Alan Moore's band, who runs the place, I guess.
Yeah, we just played with them last weekend as well.
Yep. They were great.
Yep.
It was good. Cool.
Yes.
So tomorrow, the Skybox in Westbrook. If you're bored, not doing anything else, head on over.
Or if you just want to get wild, you know.
That's right.
I'm ready.
Hanging from the rafters.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, Paul, that song, The News, you did that the last time you were here, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Played it solo.
Just making sure I wasn't imagining things.
On acoustic that time, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. All right. What? You know what? I'm gonna make a quick read of the weather here.
Oh, that
sounds
good.
So if you guys do need to step away for a second and get a small beverage, feel free.
Sweet.
I'm going to turn your mics off here.
All right.
All right, so Syndicate 19 live in the WMPG studio. They will be right back with us. In the meantime, we're going to take a quick little look at the weather here. Tonight, clear, lows around 40, calm winds becoming north around 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, Saturday, sunny, highs near 56. Northeast wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear, lows around 38 degrees. Sunday, sunny, highs near 60. Sunday night, clear with a low around 41. And then Monday, sunny, high near 59. So basically, you're looking at sunny around 60 degrees until like Wednesday, maybe. Wednesday night. Oh, and then Thursday, we've got a chance of showers, so that's unfortunate, but good weather. I love springtime. I do. All right, so we're going to get right back with Syndicate 19 in a minute. Want to say I know I'm several weeks behind uploading podcasts to localmotives.org. I apologize. I swear I'm working on them. And they'll be there, I promise you. So, this program is brought to you thanks to the support of our listeners and an underwriting grant from the Portland Phoenix, Portland's alternative news, arts, and entertainment authority since 1999. The Portland Phoenix offers an all-local online auction site at thephoenix.com/auction. So my name's Josh. You're listening to Local Motives here on WMPG and W281AC Gorham, Portland. And in the studio, we have Syndicate 19. You guys need to stop cursing now because I'm going to turn your microphones back on.
That's right. We were on full bore there.
Woo!
Just, the good thing
just
you
getting
warned
it
us.
All out. Yeah. I understand.
C-words everywhere.
What? All right. So we've got a half hour left. You guys ready for some more songs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we got three more in our repertoire, I think.
All right. I'm ready for them.
We'll have to do some interviewing here too.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
We got this one here will make a little extra long though.
Ooh.
Do you want to leave that one for last or you want to go to Change My Mind?
We could do Don't Wait.
You want to leave Change My Mind for the
sure.
last one?
We have four more songs.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
We do? What are we playing?
Surprise song.
What's next? Oh, you're right. We got four songs left. Wow. That is just great.
We've got time for four more songs, I think.
I think we do. All right. Okay. So let's play Don't Wait.
Okay.
This is an oldie but a goodie. This is off the previous CD that you can no longer get. But soon to be on a future arrangement, I think.
Awesome.
Yeah, or if you come to our CD release, I'll be throwing them out like frisbees all over the place.
I see.
200. Be careful; those things can put an eye out.
Wear sunglasses.
It's like cool. It's like Hellraiser 4 in here, or
oh,
3.
I believe that was 3.
Was
thank
it 3?
You.
All right. Okay.
So yeah.
I'm trying so hard just to keep it going. Switch, hook, bait, feel my skin. Universe takes it over. It's true what they say. It's hard in this way.
Moses. Syndicate 19, live on WMPG. That was what?
Don't Wait.
Don't Wait. That was, and an older one, you said, that's on the last recently recalled for safety reasons CD.
That's right, yeah.
Title track.
And that was the title track, actually, from it. It was called Don't Wait. You know, actually, I say that when nobody will ever get them, but Lee's right. We're just going to give them out at shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Because I hate to see music disappear, you know? Just, what was that?
I didn't do it.
I did that with my mind.
That, you know, honestly, I'm going to tell you what I just dropped my water on the floor and no, I mean, like, it's encased, and if I do this with my foot, like, I'm just pounding on the floor.
Yeah. Oh.
I wonder if you've got some circuitry under there.
I guess we have a loose connection somewhere. No, it's probably something on one of those wires all over the place.
Probably.
That could be.
Welcome to Community Radio. You never know what's going to happen.
We need some money here.
That's right.
Bring us some money.
You know, we did meet our goal for a Begathon.
Nice.
So that was nice. And thank you again to anybody who pledged, especially during this show. More Local Motives pledges in the fall, right?
Right.
So, Syndicate 19, going to be playing a CD release show at the Big Easy on May 24th. With the Grumps, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah, those grumpy bastards.
Yes, I saw their picture with their magnifying glasses.
I can say that word,
glasses.
Right? That wasn't a swear?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
All right, thank you.
Let's keep it about there, though.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for the reminder. Appreciate it.
And so what's going on? So is that going to be the first time the CD is available, or is it? Yeah.
Yes.
And going to be in Bull Moose locations?
I'm working on it. So hopefully, but it will definitely be available online and at our shows for sure.
Yeah. Hello. What's going on there?
That was a cool one.
I don't know what that was, but anyway.
Tuning in UFOs.
Whatever. That's right. It could be. It's aliens. All right.
They never thought to use instruments as a means of communication to aliens.
Since you realized you have an extra song.
Yes.
Would you like to play another?
Let's rock.
All right.
What am I doing?
We'll do another. Let's do another old one, and then we'll do two new ones.
Sure. What's
the old one? A prayer. All right. You ready?
I think I'm losing my soul. The darkness is penetrating, overwhelming, it pushes me down. The test you overcome, temptations of lust, you cannot trust this conscience of heart. And I'm praying. Pray to my God. I need to release, yeah. I need to express myself, total and full. I push and I pull. I'm bringing you down. I'm leaving this place. In my head, in the space, I'm getting it out. I'll kick and I'll scream. I don't need nobody else to tell me I'm crazy. I'm sure of it now. It's something you ought to see. I'm waiting for hell. I pray to my God. To release, yeah. I need to express myself. Shaking like thunder, it's pulling me under. I'm getting it all out. Total and
and I pull, I'm bringing you down. Asking of you is to help me get it together. Give me the strength, give me belief, show me the truth. I'm in need of your assistance. I'm on bended knee. All I'm asking of you is to help me get it together.
Yeah. All right. Oh, what? Syndicate 19 live in the WMPG studio. We've got Paul, Lee, Randy, Mike, and Chris, right?
Correct.
Did I miss anybody?
Right on, man.
I don't think so.
Got them all.
Thank you for coming in tonight. I really appreciate it. And I'm really enjoying it. And I just checked on the old Facebook, ye oldie Facebook, and, few people said it sounds fantastic.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
That's good news.
Fabulous, actually, not fantastic.
Ooh, fabulous is a nice word.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah. So,
well,
I'm glad,
you.
You know, it's good to know it sounds good going out over the air. I think it sounds great in here.
Awesome.
You guys think it sounds okay?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Reed, for taking care of the sound tonight. And Larson, who just left.
And Larson.
He's a quitter.
There's only 15 minutes left. I'm out of here.
Boss. Whatever. No. He helps a lot each week.
Hey, I also wanted to mention I have our shows listed on my website at paulchasejr.com. If you go there, you'll find out when Syndicate's playing, because we do have some other shows coming up, and I'll be adding them there. And then we'll have a website hopefully pretty soon that'll be dedicated to the band. And, yeah.
Awesome. And it just so happens when people are there, they could check out, say, Paul Chase Jr.'s CD.
That's a possibility. You can go there and spend your money right now. I won't say no.
No. And that one is up on the website,
yes.
Localmotives.org, if you want to go back. That's probably the last one I posted, actually.
It is. I checked it. Yeah. I don't know why, but I was... Oh, I know why, because I was sending out links so people could listen online, which they apparently are doing.
Yeah. I'm a failure. But that's okay.
And Chris Weld has a CD for sale.
Oh, that's right, too. Chris Weld's got a CD for sale.
2 weeks.
What?
2 weeks.
2 weeks you'll have a CD
for sale? Oh, the actual CD. But you can do the downloads still?
Don't
do the downloads. Wait for the CD. Okay.
It's true. I mean, I love the convenience of digital music. And I mean, I have I've got plenty of it. But nothing beats holding a CD in my hand and just, artwork and liner notes. And I miss those things.
It's very nice. You know what I saw that they put out, and it hasn't really caught on yet, but I bought a Pink Floyd The Wall, a digital download for iTunes.
Yep.
And it has the entire, original booklet in a PDF form that you can swipe through.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I wish that, but see, then...
It's complicated, though. I looked into it. I was like, oh, that's cool. I want to do that, But it's not that easy. Apparently, it's a lot of work.
Well, right. And then, the fancy one, you're stuck with iTunes. Right.
Correct. Yeah, and it's not a universal thing. And that's a bummer
of course
in
not.
Itself.
Of course
not. That's correct.
Yeah. Last year, a little over a year ago now, fellow by the name of Jeff Beam was in here. You know Jeff?
I don't.
Very good, very, very talented fellow. And, you know, I had listened to his album online, and then he brought a copy in, and there was a download of the artwork, and I was like, oh, this artwork looks so good. I wish I had actually paid for a CD instead of just a download. And he brought it in, and it looks so good. You can't beat it.
Yeah, Lee's art album design is pretty awesome.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. Very original.
Yeah, like I take music sometimes. I'm one of those people. Like, but when you've got like awesome artwork for CDs, you know, I'll still go and buy it. Like, I pirated like 10,000 Days from Tool. Like,
no, you didn't.
A month before it came out. One of my friends did and gave it to me.
You're going down.
But I went out and bought the CD when it actually came out because it was awesome, you know, like stereoscopic, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. They had the little glasses that came in with the booklet on that and little 3D glasses. That was cool.
Heavy, man.
I love it when people do stuff like that. Since we're on the topic, let me just tell one more little story about album artwork, and then I'll let you play another song, I guess.
Thank you, Josh.
There's this other band called Explosions in the Sky. I don't know if you know them. They did all the music for Friday Night Lights, which I guess is a TV show about football or something. But so their last album, it all unfolds and then folds back up into like this this little paper house. And
oh, wow.
It's incredible. And the record does the same thing.
Oh, so it's just a bigger house.
Yes. You could put mice in it or something. they'd find their way out, though.
Yeah.
So
they'd make a new window.
I'm sorry. Now enough about album artwork. Although we can't wait to see the artwork on Call You Out, right?
Absolutely.
Right. In 3 weeks from tonight.
Yes. 3 weeks from tonight.
All right, so we've got 12 minutes or so for two more songs.
All right.
Sound good?
Sounds good. We'll just rip them back to back, I think.
Okay.
What are they?
Change My Mind and Next Thousand Years is a little shorter, so. Change My Mind first? Okay.
What's good for everyone but yourself? But you can't see the fear that's in your eyes. Open up, my friend. Come on, sit right down. Tell me all of your fears. Get it off your chest. Put your mind to rest. Let's try.
All right, that was Change My Mind. I'm going to play, we got time to play one more?
Yeah, you sure do. You've got right. 7 minutes.
Let's rock so this.
Do it.
This next song is called The Next Thousand Years, and it's kind of trying to get you to think long term. You know, like what could we do in the next 1,000 years? You know, think about it anyway. All right. Ready? Hey! In the next 1,000 years, will we move amongst the stars? Can we plan our head that far? In the next 1,000 years, who will care for your blood? What will be your history?
Syndicate 19 live on Local Motives. Paul Chase Jr., Randy Runnels, Lee Levitt, Chris Weld, sorry, and Mike Tomasini.
Yeah!
Thank you so much. And you want to hear more or keep up with them? ReverbNation.com/Syndicate19. Yeah?
Yes.
Or you could probably find on the Facebook and the Twitter. Yeah, I know you're there because I've seen it. I know it's true.
Don't tell anybody.
And then CD release May 24th at the Big Easy.
Yes.
with the Grumps.
And TBA.
And TBA. My favorite band. You never know what they're going to play.
They're at every show.
Thank you guys for coming in, though. And thank you, Reed and Larson, for being here and working on everything.
Round of applause to Josh Lovejoy for the hosting.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Woo!
Woo!
Did, you didn't know we had a special effect pig in here, did you?
That just made my work week. I mean,
yeah, you called my drum set a special effect pig.
Now I can go home and just sleep all weekend. Nice. No, I can't. So anything else you guys want to say before we wrap up?
I want to give a shout out to my daughter, Adeline. Yes. I promised her I would.
Yay.
Addie, go to bed now.
Yeah. Brian, go to bed, man. I love you.
Yeah, shout out to my daughter Aria and my son, whatever his name is. Oh, that's awesome.
Ashton.
Oh, you guys killed my joke.
Oh, that's a joke?
Aw.
Oh. Well, anyway, my shout out goes to my wife Bridget and my soon to be daughter Loretta LT Chase.
Wow.
No shout outs.
No shout
outs. Nothing.
Just to everybody listening, that's what Chris says.
It's true. Thank you to everybody who's been listening. And now stick around for Stay Rude with Rob. And I guess we'll see you next week. We've got Tricky Britches on the show next week. And then the week after is KG Freeze. So we will see you next week. Thank you guys again.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
All right.